The amount of pornography I have consumed since last seeing you is nothing short of diabolical. I have been a whore, but in my heart I've been your whore. My baby. Oh my god, I've missed you. Come inside immediately. In the house, in me, generally just in. My man me. You could say that, or you could say I've been expanding my mind with erotic literature. Whilst also imagining being fucked sideways by you in multiple positions and hours. Because I'm a little bit of a whore and that's okay. By a little bit, I mean a great big fat one. But your great big fat whore. I love you. I love how you make me laugh. How you send me memes. Especially how you make my toes curl. So, could you possibly be a deer and follow me to the boudoir? Because I am a whore and I need to have you inside me, on top of me, behind me. Many different positions, please and thank you. Porn is so helpful, but it really is just a salve. I cannot compare with the real thing, with the real you, with your smell. Your skin. The way Adam's apple bobs up and down when I suck on him. And the way your ears go red. When I bite them. The way your hands grab a hold of my ass. I'm gonna hump you into this mattress, is that okay? My baby. My baby. But I haven't been able to suffocate you with kisses for a very long time. Please indulge. I think you can. I think you want to. Indulge me. Please. Please, baby. You can take all of me in your mouth. My neck. My lips. My tits. My hands. Well, I wasn't wearing a slip-on nighty for no reason. Ease of access. Goody boy. I'm sorry to break you away from your ministrations, but I need to do something. Pop it out of your mouth, please. I need to shimmy out of the rest of this nightie. And I need to run my gun all over your face. Did you just call me ma'am? I'm not objecting. Clothes off first. I guess your face isn't the only place I want to rub this puss. Come on. All of it. Good boy. Well, there was one piece of literature that was, very inspiring. And it's kind of plagued my dreams since I read it, and I thought I must enact that with you. Well, why keep it as just a dream, right? When fantasy can be so much more. Fulfilling. This position to mark the man as hers. Sweeney, I'm fine. You've always been mine. You cling to proof. Some good clothing. Am I not been the only one researching this? Where else do you think it? On your deck. Unusual. For you, I'll give her a go. I've been doing more squats too. Cause I was used to fucking kill. No. I always loved that. I just wasn't able to do it very long. But now. Mm-hmm. I've had this itch for months. This empty feeling. Whenever I flick, I'll use my vibrator. Which is so. It's not him. You're better than my porn. You're better than the smuttiest, filthiest, most romantic porn ever. I can't believe it was you that came first. I've been gooning for you for a very long time. But clits are wondrous things. They let you get all fired up, and then at some point they build up for resistance and they go, hang on. This orgasm will be better. Female body is a wondrous thing. So you. Oh no. fine. Yes, you feel good. When I've had this very quick 5 minutes, I'm gonna bounce on you again. Because I have been fantasizing about bouncing on you for many, many months. I never claimed I wasn't a pervert. Love you. Five-minute rest. It's gonna be a long night. Mm-hmm.